Proclamation number 8510, dated the May 27th, 1963. Ray transformation into love. Spiritual spark. Outpouring of the spirit. Every person carries the divine spark within himself, which is part of myself, whose fundamental element is love. Hence a tiny spark of divine love is inside of you and is in inseparable contact with me, the primary source of the strength of love. Consequently, this spark smolders within you when you start your life as a human being on Earth, and you are able to fan it into a brightly burning flame of such radiance that nothing inscrutable can prevail in it, since this flame illuminates everything and is able to completely permeate a person, so that he will live in brightest realization as it was in the beginning, when he came forth from me as a ray of love and a supremely perfect being. Everything that is intimately connected with me is in full possession of light and strength. This is why the only important thing in a human being's existence is to restore this connection, which the being once voluntarily severed, and precisely this is made possible through this very spiritual spark, which is intended to establish the connection with the Eternal Father Spirit in order to attain a state of brightest enlightenment and clearest realization, which, at the same time, is a state of strength and freedom. Anyone having kindled this divine spark within himself will never be able to go astray again, for he will then move within the range of my divine light of love. He will have become a vessel into which the flow of my love can pour, for love caused this spark to ignite. Thus, anyone who is lovingly active also establishes the bond with me, because I am love itself, because whoever lifts in love lifts in me, and I in him. Single quote: love is the principle of divine order. Only love is important in earthly life, for I am love myself, and if you want to reach me, then it can only be done by shaping yourselves into love and thereby becoming as one with me again. For your fundamental nature was love, and it is only necessary for you to transform yourselves into your fundamental nature again. For this reason I placed a spark of love into you, because you had forfeited love completely and without my support would never ever have been able to change back again, which I thus bestowed upon you by placing a part of myself into you which is eternally connected to me. And now you should use your existence on Earth to fan this spark into the brightest glow. Then all imperfection will fall away from you, you will have escaped all unhappiness, spiritual blindness will give way to brilliant light, you will know everything again, for love itself is the light which will illuminate you and dispel all darkness. Through love you awaken the spiritual spark in you to life, and you will have evaded the state of death which every form of heartlessness signifies for the once created living creation. Then my ray of love will be able to permeate you, and since I am all-knowing you will also attain the state of knowledge, because you will have entered the state of divine order which guarantees brightest light and clearest realization, where you will become as perfect again as you were in the beginning. Do you still find it incomprehensible as to what is meant by the outpouring of the Spirit? Do you now understand that it is a completely natural process when the Spirit instructs you from within? As soon as you establish a bond with me through living a life of love, I myself will be able to work in you by helping you attain the realization again which you once lost, which you voluntarily forfeited when you relinquished all love and resisted my illumination of love. To accomplish your task on Earth merely means to change yourselves into love again, for which I gave you the opportunity by placing a tiny spark of divine love into you. And therefore only love needs to be preached to you, For if you practice this, you will also gain a complete understanding of the consequences which the activity of love will have. The pouring out of the Spirit will become a comprehensible concept for you, and then you will also know what truth is and where and how you can attain it. For everything originates from me and only requires a connection with me so that you can partake in it and become as perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. However, as long as you lack love, your spirit will remain dark. It will certainly rest dormant within you as a spark, but it will not be motivated into action, which always requires loving activity. Therefore, you can consider yourselves blessed if this information is imparted to you. If you accept it and then endeavor to live your life according to this knowledge, that you let love flare up in you and thereby receive the life again which will last eternally. Amen.